Restarting the Sanders campaign bus.
I am going to run.
States challenge national emergency.
Taking the president to court.
Church guidelines for kids of the cloth.
The first problem with children of priests is they're not recognized.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, he gave Hillary Clinton a run for the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination, but came up short. Revving up his supporters along the way. Now 77-year-old Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he will launch a second campaign for the White House.
The only way that real change takes place is when millions of people stand up, fight back, and say, enough is enough. We're going to have a government that works for all of us, not just the few.
Sanders enters a crowded field. He spoke with CBS This Morning's John Dickerson.
It is absolutely imperative that Donald Trump be defeated, because I think it is unacceptable and un-American that we have a president who is a pathological liar, and it gives me no pleasure to say that, but it's true. We have a president who is a racist, who is a sexist, who is doing what no president in our lifetimes has come close to doing, and that is trying to divide us up.
In some cities, people spent President's Day protesting the current president.
Trump is the emergency.
Denouncing Mr. Trump's national emergency declaration to get border wall money. Now 16 states are going to court. And we're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
At his news conference last Friday, the president said he expected to be sued and that he even expects to lose the first couple of rounds. The lawsuit, filed by 16 states, relies in part on the president's own words as he explained why he declared an emergency.
I could do the wall over a longer period of time. I didn't need to do this.
The states say Mr. Trump's statement offers proof that no real emergency exists. In a pair of tweets this morning, the president says the case is being brought by open border Democrats and the radical left. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Reports say Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein plans to leave his job the middle of next month. He had been expected to depart now that there is a new attorney general. Trump ally Roger Stone has apologized to the judge in his criminal case. On Instagram, he posted a photo of her with what appeared to be the crosshairs of a gun near her head. He said the picture was misinterpreted and not meant as a threat. Now to Chicago, where police are examining a threatening letter in the Jussie Smollett case. The Empire actor says that letter preceded an attack on him last month. CBS's Dean Reynolds tells us it comes as new questions are being raised about the incident and two brothers who went from being suspects to alleged collaborators.
Multiple sources tell CBS Chicago station WBBM Smollett was upset the letter didn't get a bigger reaction and decided to orchestrate the attack. CBS News has learned the Osundairo brothers have now admitted to police Smollett hired them to stage the assault.
Investigators say they want to talk again with Smollett. His lawyers say that didn't happen yesterday. They are the ones talking with police. At San Diego SeaWorld, a circuit breaker was tripped, and that trapped more than a dozen people in gondolas above the water on the Bayside Skyride for 4 hours. KFMB TV's Richard Allen.
According to SeaWorld, an unusually strong gust of wind hit the gondolas, bringing the entire operation to a halt. Fire officials also confirmed that among the 16 victims was a 2-year-old. They had to use a special harness to lower the baby to the ground.
The inspectors are checking the ride before it reopens. Fashion designer Karl Lagerfeld has died. He was 85 years old. He was known for his own label and also the longtime creative director at Chanel and Fendi. From the Vatican, CBS's Seth Doan tells us Catholic Church leaders are headed there for an unprecedented summit on clergy sex abuse.
Pope Francis is inviting the heads of bishops' conferences from around the world to the Vatican to try to standardize the church's response to the sexual abuse of minors. One of the key issues abuse survivors are hoping to see progress on this week is holding bishops accountable. Right now, there are protocols for punishing predator priests, but the higher-level bishops can only be investigated if authorized by the Pope. That is a loophole many here would like to see closed.
I'm Jim Taylor. Priests are not supposed to have sex. Not supposed to father children.
My mother had been told to keep it a secret by the church.
Sarah Thomas says her father was a priest, met him for the first time when she was 14, but
he couldn't or wouldn't and wasn't allowed to be any sort of father to me.
The Vatican now confirming something it has kept secret. It has administrative guidelines for what to do when priests father children. Vincent Doyle says he is just such a child.
The first problem with children of priests is they're not recognized.
He and other children of priests are fighting for recognition from the Catholic Church.
Honda says it's going to close a car factory in Western England in 2021, expected to cost 3,500 jobs. Honda insists that move is not related to Brexit, which has slowed the British economy. Big storm systems bringing snow, rain, or a wintry mix to more than 100 million people over the next couple of days. WCBS TV forecaster Lonnie Quinn.
It's going to blow up with a lot of rain for places like Memphis and Huntsville. Snow tomorrow morning up towards Omaha, Nebraska. By the time you get to Wednesday morning, snow moving into Washington, D.C., you'll probably pick up 4 to 6 inches. Chicago, you're looking at snow as well.
Nearly all public schools in West Virginia are closed today, and it's not because of the weather. CBS's Jim Krasula says it comes after teachers walked off the job.
West Virginia teachers and school service workers are taking the job action over a proposed measure that would allow charter schools in the state, as well as the use of public education money for private school tuition. The West Virginia teachers see it as payback for a 9-day statewide teacher strike a year ago.
At Utah's Zion National Park, a 34-year-old hiker got into trouble.
He got stuck in quicksand and could not extricate himself.
Sergeant Wyatt Weber with the Highway Patrol says one leg got stuck up to the knee. A woman with him couldn't get him out, so she went and called for help. Park rangers eventually freed him. He was flown by helicopter to a hospital. Both suffered from hypothermia. There may be no host, but the Oscars telecast will apparently open with royalty.
All hail the Queen and Adam Lambert. The group will perform at Sunday's Oscars. It comes in the wake of the huge success of Bohemian Rhapsody, the biopic about the band and its late singer, Freddie Mercury.
Is this the real life?
Lambert has been the group's frontman for several years now and performs with two of the four original members. Reports are the group will open the show.
Reality.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
The man called the grandfather of climate science has died. 87-year-old Wallace Broecker brought the term global warming into common use back in 1975 with an article that predicted trouble from rising carbon dioxide levels. He called it an experiment that could have devastating effects. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.